welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
And now, in this final session of the Good News course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'd like to share with you three reasons why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. The first reason is that we need the Holy Spirit as our helper. He helps us to live the Christian life. He helps us to learn what Jesus wants us to learn. He helps us to understand the scriptures. He helps us to understand who we are, created in the image of God, and what the purposes of life in the Holy Spirit and God's calling on us really are. The Holy Spirit is our helper, our advocate, our comforter, everything that we need to experience God fully in our life, to experience joy when it's painful to live through the day, when the hardships drag us down, to reach joy and peace despite what's going on. Whatever it is that we need, that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's a purpose for having a personal relationship that's active and alive with the Holy Spirit. The second reason why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit is so that we can grow in holiness. The Holy Spirit in us is our source of holiness. We were created in our baptisms to live the life of Christ, which means the holy life. It's not just the saints. It's not just the first Christians. We are also Christians. We are also called to be saints. And the Holy Spirit is holy and enables us to be holy. And the third reason is to take that holiness out into the world, to help others to discover Jesus and to help others enter into a life that's alive in the Holy Spirit, to change the world for the kingdom of God. The purpose for supernatural gifts is not to have an easier life that is, wow, look, I can do amazing things in Christ. No, the supernatural life is meant to establish the kingdom of God on earth more fully. Well, like for example, one time Ralph and I were speaking to a group of teenagers at a church, and we talked about the supernatural power of God as compared to the supernatural power of the occult. At the end, someone, a teenage girl, came up to us and said, I've been in a car accident and I no longer have mobility in my arm. I can only raise it up. I can only raise it up so far. Would you pray over me so that I can get my full mobility back in my arm? Now, Ralph and I said, who, me, who, us? We don't have that ability, but we checked our spirits and we said, Holy Spirit, this is up to you. You use us if you want to use us to help this girl. And we just began praying over her. And at the end of the prayer, Ralph says to the young lady, okay, now lift up your arm. Of course, now inside we're both going, oh, what if this doesn't work? But she said, okay. And she raised her hand up all the way. And she began crying in joy. And Ralph and I were ecstatic as well, praising God. You know, sometimes we think the supernatural isn't right for us to experience because who am I? I'm not holy enough. You know, we're wrestling actually with pride. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my humility if these powerful manifestations of the Holy Spirit work through me. And if I share that with others, especially, people are going to look at me, put me on a pedestal, you know, thank me for it happening. That's not what happens. When we are walking with the Holy Spirit, living in the Holy Spirit, growing in holiness, we know that the supernatural happens because of the Holy Spirit. That's what keeps us from being prideful. We know the source. And when others thank us for doing something that we know came from the Holy Spirit, we simply tell them, I am his instrument. I'm glad I was able to be his instrument for you. But it was the Holy Spirit who did it. There's no pride in that. So don't let anything hold you back from living a life that's fully alive in the Holy Spirit, serving others, letting others know what the Holy Spirit can do through you. Because that's how Jesus changes the world. That's how Jesus makes this world a better place. That's how Jesus conquers evil. That's how Jesus answers people's prayers. God has an awesome life ready for you. But it's not in your prayer chair. It's out there in the world where people are crying for God's help. God bless you. And may you know the adventure of serving the Lord, making a difference in other people's lives.